From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the European Union Friday that if it continues threatening his country, he will open its gates for hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries. Speaking at a Congress on Women's Justice in Istanbul Friday, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday, demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following the failed military coup in July. EU lawmakers called on Thursday for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup, although EU governments are unlikely to take heed. Israeli firefighters Friday focused on a blaze that had spread across Haifa, the country's third largest, and forced tens of thousands of people to leave their homes. It continued to battle more than a dozen other fires around the country for the fourth day in a row. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes as police forces and firefighting units were still heavily deployed. One woman describes what she returned when she came home.
My mother lives here, and yesterday when we heard that there is a fire here, we went away. And about 12 and a half in the night, we came back and we saw all this mess, all the albums here, that the memory of my parents burnt out, and that's all.
Meteorologists predict that the fires will continue to burn because of the dry conditions in the country. No serious injuries were caused so far, but police officials do suspect that arson may be part of the blame. This is VOA News. Investigators in southern Mexico are trying to identify the remains of 32 bodies and 9 human heads buried in graves. Drug cartels have been known to bury their victims in secret graves, but officials did not immediately say that cartels are involved. Mexican security forces found the remains after receiving an anonymous tip that people were being held at a camp. Police in southern France are looking for an armed man who killed a woman at a retirement home for missionaries. About 60 residents were brought out to safety as police continued to search for him. There were no indications that this was an act of terrorism. The man was wearing a mask and carrying a sawed-off shotgun when he burst into the home, which houses 70 men and women who have served as missionaries in Africa. France is on heightened alert and has been under a state of emergency since a wave of Islamic attacks last year. Suspects arrested last weekend in France under anti-terrorism measures had been planning to launch attacks on December 1st at important and landmark sites in and around Paris. Even before some Americans had finished with their Thanksgiving Day meals, people were lining up, some even camping out. This is for Black Friday shopping deals. Reporter Safan Kim was at a mall in New York.
For some, Black Friday shopping has become an event worth documenting. For others, it's a tradition.
My best friend and I go every year.
And yet for many others, this is the first and last time they will do this. The experience just too aggressive and chaotic for their liking.
It was just a lot of shopping, a lot of pushing.
I think it's too crowded.
It's crazy. Huh?
It's crazy.
Would you do it again?
I doubt it. I think I'm going to go online and do it.
Black Friday now starts a 4-day shopping weekend that includes small businesses on Saturday and Sunday, where shoppers are urged to make purchases at locally owned businesses. Cyber Monday is the biggest internet shopping day of the year. 8 Egyptian soldiers have been killed in a car bombing at a checkpoint in northern Sinai. Egyptian officials say at least 12 troops were injured and 3 militants also died in Thursday's attack. A landmark Japan-South Korea military pact is drawing complaints from opponents in Seoul. They're protesting the deal and how quickly it was arranged. Under the General Security of Military Information Agreement, Seoul and Tokyo can now directly share some military intelligence about North Korea. An American television legend is being mourned Friday. Florence Henderson, who played the beloved mom on the Brady Bunch show, died Thursday night at the age of 82. Henderson did star on Broadway before appearing on the popular television show. It did feature a blended family. More at voenews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.